It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood across the northern plains and upper Midwest. That's the song that plays through my head. We do see temperatures at this hour running in the upper 70s to lower 80s. There's darn few clouds out there and no chance for precipitation as we go forward through the afternoon. I take that back. No well-organized precipitation potential. Any showers that pop up are not going to prove to be significant whatsoever. And fieldwork will be able to move right around whatever showers pop up. And most of the precipitation that's likely in the next 24 hours will be this evening and overnight. And those will be random showers of total insignificance across many areas in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and across northern Minnesota. There may be also a band of showers way out in Montana that we'll watch. As we go into the day tomorrow, the instability in the atmosphere will continue about as it is today. So we're still going to have partly cloudy conditions across the region. A few pop-up showers will be possible, but for the most part it's going to be dry and warm until we go into tomorrow night, and then the action will begin with some showers and thunderstorms likely across North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and they probably won't get much further to the south because the frontal boundary causing them will go stationary in southern parts of the North Dakota production area as well as central Minnesota, and the front will go right back to the north again as we get into Wednesday, waiting for a more significant event to come along later this week. The temperatures out there this afternoon are expected to peak out in the 80s across most of the region. Tomorrow will be just about the same, although I think tomorrow there's a potential that we could see a couple of extreme highs reaching up over 90 degrees. And like I said, any precipitation that occurs in these next 2 days shouldn't shut down fieldwork for very long at all, and we will likely continue to dry down the soil overall. As we do move into that frontal system in North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we get into Wednesday, the odds are good that we will see a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain with some local totals over 1 inch occurring at that point in time. There will be some strong thunderstorms in that frontal boundary, and I don't want to play it down too much, but we will not likely see a widespread outbreak of severe weather, but we could see a few strong thunderstorms that could produce some localized heavy rain and some hail perhaps. Most likely that will occur across central portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The next better chance for rain across the region will hold back until we get to probably the end of this week. We'll have a chance for a few showers on Thursday, but Friday is the more likely day that we'll see the showers and thunderstorms beginning to increase. But all of the support for that is going to be farther to the west, and we certainly do not expect to see substantial amounts of moisture. Temperatures will only cool slightly this week as well. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.